Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flippin' for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Pussy nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Everybody, happy Sunday and welcome back.
Yes.
Hi, co-host.
Welcome back, people. Hey, Ranger, how are you doing? Lovely Sunday evening.
Man, listen, I am really getting over the flu, right? So
okay. My
voice is not 100% back yet. And
okay. Therefore,
we got Mo Benz. He's on site at one location. And me, I am in the studio tonight because I wasn't 100%. And I wanted to be 100% before I left back out. So our caller is calling in, and I just want you guys to bear with me. And my voice tonight, you know, it was a little different, and they had to treat it very aggressively. So, Mo, I'm going to say, like, when you're not talking, mute your phone. And then
okay. When
you want to come in, unmute your phone, because your background is kind of loud, so that's what we're going to do.
All right.
Put that on hold. Okay, and I'm going to be kind of pausing so I don't keep coughing in y'all ear and y'all thinking like, oh God, because I still do have a cough. You know, they treated it very aggressively with an expensive cocktail because I'm pregnant, but this cocktail took like 3 days to get it out of my system. So I wasn't really mad about it, you know. Right when I was like, oh God, I can't take it no more, I was like, okay, we're done, you know. So I hope everybody had a great Super Bowl Sunday. If you watched the games like myself, I'm still boycotting. I didn't watch any of it. But I did give you guys time out because I know you guys were watching the game, party.
Why you boycott?
Oh, come on. I'm standing with Colin Kaepernick all the way, honey. I'm standing with the folks that still standing with Colin. So,
what?
I didn't watch it, but I know my co-host was a part of it, and I'm glad that Philadelphia Eagles won it. You know, they got to take it home against those cheaters. So it was a good situation in reference to all of that good stuff.
I was happy for Philly. Philly definitely came in. So, you know, you can always to me as being a sports analyst on this show as well. So, yeah, it was a great game. You know, shout out to everybody that had their Super Bowl parties. Tom Brady couldn't get it done. Bill Belichick couldn't get it done. And I was happy to simply take it. You know, I was out and about with a couple of my friends, the big Philly fans, and it was just good to see them win.
Well, salute Jamal for all of that good stuff. He, you know, he does a lot of things around here, real estate, sports, you know, local news. He's the man. But I heard good things about it. I heard good things about it. And your background sounds way better now, just FYI. I've heard good things about it. And, you know, I'm glad that everybody enjoyed themselves. I'm glad everybody took their time out. You know, we did have listeners that still picked up on the show. Salute to the United States. We're getting more listeners in the United States, which we always stayed at 90% in the United States. We're actually at 100% in the United States and still have other countries that are tuning in. So we are well over 100% of listeners, and that is an amazing thing. Like, let's push this to 200%, and I'm super excited, right? Salute to everybody.
Yes, you know, shout out to all the countries, you know, tuning in right now, listening to this real talk, and we're going to get it in.
Right, so tonight, man, like, listen, we got an awesome show. We're interviewing one of Atlanta's biggest swinger couples, right? These people, when I tell you they legit live this life, they are legit about this life. It makes it so interesting because you guys get to see how people live their life outside of regular relationships, you know. So many people are, oh, what is he doing, or what is she doing, or she better not go here, she better not go there. And with insecurities, right? And insecurities put strain on relationships. So the couple that we have on tonight, they're going to talk to you about a lot of stuff. And this is like they live this life. They live together. They've been together for 7 years. Like, they actually live together. Like, these are friends. I know these people. And they live this life. And they have a very small circle of people that they engage with on a regular basis. And they also have events that are just completely major here in Atlanta. And they've been doing this for so many years. So many years. So the good thing is that we get to talk to them and actually just find out, you know, how and why they think the way that they do, why they are not a traditional couple. I'm super excited about it. That interview is going to last probably like an hour, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. They're going to be on the line with us talking, and I got so many questions that I want to ask. And it's not because I don't know, but it's just questions that I know that I get from other people that want to know different things. And, you know, I can't wait. I'm excited. Like, I'm excited to talk to some people that actually live the life.
Exactly. I'm pumped to hear about it. You know, people that's like living it, doing it. And I think this is probably why couples get divorced. You know, I always say, you know, before you sign those papers, maybe try some things to liven it up. You know, give it another shot before you just, you know, call it quits. And but I'm just eating it. How does life, big fan of just Atlanta, period. So, you know, my both my grandparents are from Atlanta, so I you know, I
Right, right. And I keep trying to mute my mic because I don't want you guys to keep hearing me coughing sometimes. So sometimes if you guys hear me sniffle or cough, it's because I didn't mute my mic fast enough, so bear with me. But exactly, that is the exact thing that I'm talking about. Like, you know, you got people that, you know, okay, they want a woman that doesn't do anything, that is a nun, and they want to sneak and do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? On the low. That's just selfish and insecure people. And you really can't help those type of people. Because if you want a nun and then you're going to be, you know, you're going to be a monk, then okay, I get that. But if you want a girl that doesn't do anything, stay at home, cook clean, do nothing, while you run in the streets and doing whatever it is that you're doing, and she gets to have no fun at all, I don't get that. I don't understand it, and I don't respect you. Because, you know, one thing about relationships is communication. However you guys are going to push it, always be upfront and honest. Even if you give her the option and she chooses not to, then, okay, I can respect that because she knows what's going on. She knows that you're out in the streets. And so it's so hard for me to be in a relationship because people don't understand the balance and how important communication is. Communication is so important to me. And yet you still see people that try to run game on a daily basis or try to outsmart you, like, you don't have enough sense.
Exactly.
Like, who do you think I am? Like, I already know that you just want sex from me. The thing is that you want to try to get sex without spending any money, without spending any time. So you're going to spend as many bars as you think that will work with the most people. And most of these women, they have low self-esteem. Most of these women, they're not on point with themselves. And I'm not.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think some of them, like, basically, you know, let's see here. How was I trying to frame this? But you make just total valid points. I think communication, especially in a marriage, is key. You know, like, you just keep it at 100 with each other, and then y'all can kind of just communicate and see which way y'all want to go in certain situations. I just think it's good. So, you know, I definitely agree with that.
Right, right. So it's big. So he's getting ready to call in now. They do have a club on Sundays that they actually do events at. So he's doing this. He said 5 minutes. He's doing this in regards to also getting ready for his club tonight. So I really, really, really appreciate him for squeezing me in on a night that he's getting ready to make his money to have this interview with me. So in 5 minutes, he'll be calling in to us to answer some questions. But it's important and it is key. And I'm really, like, you have to get in tune with your star player, right? And as a single woman, you be in tune with your star player. I'm worse than a man. I say it a lot of times. Like, I really, like, can get a picture and, you know, get off in the same manner, not even touch you. You know, men think, oh, okay, I'm going to send her this picture and she's gonna want to give me some because my penis is big. No, I'm past that. So, you know, for me, it's just one of those things. It's kind of like communication is so huge and people don't have to work anymore. So they feel like, oh, okay, well, I don't have to work for it because it's going to be easy. Men that don't have game, they have to work really hard for it. Men that are ugly, they got to work really hard for it most of the time. Some ugly men got swag, so they get passes. But some men have to work hard for it. Most men don't have to work hard for it. All you got to do is look like you got swag, look like you got a couple felonies, and got somebody in a nice car. You ain't got to work. It's just here. Here you go. Sex is easy to come by. And so for me.
Did you say look like you got a couple felonies?
Yeah, look like. But for me, it's one of those things. It's kind of like, I'm okay with being, you know, where I am. And then, you know, when you do put time into somebody, it's the wrong person. So it was kind of funny because I had a whole conversation with somebody for like an hour today. And at the beginning of the conversation, he's like, you know, are you single? And so I asked him, I said, why are you asking me, am I single? It's not like you care because you really just want sex. Now, I called it before now because called it beforehand because I seen, you know, some different things, you know, that he had said. So I already knew where this conversation was going. And he was like, no, you know, if that happens, then awesome. But I want to get to know you, X, Y, Z. Now, ladies, here's where the conversation goes wrong at. You fall for that line and say, okay, he want to get to know me. you have a conversation. He asks you a couple personal questions, and I mean a couple, two, maybe three. Excuse me. After you answer those questions, somehow this conversation gets on a sexual topic. Sexual topic meaning, you know, penis size, what you like, X, Y, and Z. Now, you can say, you're talking about sex, X, Y, Z. Then he can come back and say, we're two grown adults. We're just having conversations. I'm just getting to know you. But in actuality, he's actually going in for the kill he's trying to find what it is that you like to play on that part of what you like to get you then to say, well, you know what? Oh, it is big. And this guy, he had a very big, you know, beefcake. And so you wanted to play on my intelligence to think that your beefcake would make me want to sleep with you. So I, being the monster that I am, played into his conversation just to let him know, you can't play me because, bitch, I'm going to play you first. So I played in the conversation. After the whole hour went by, he was like, so can I get some? I said, no. Remember, you know, we talked about that at the beginning of the conversation. So if you ain't, look, dude, you ain't paid for no haddles. You ain't got no nails done. You ain't gave me no spa gift cards. You ain't got me no, you know, no lunches, no meals, but you want sex. I'm okay with not getting sex at all if I'm not getting those things. But what I'm not okay with is giving sex, and I'm still not getting those things. You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand your divide and where you stand at. That's another topic that we're going to touch on, because people feel like the swinger community is broken down in different aspects, if you ask me. And it's all dependent on that person. Now, a woman should not be in the swinger community trying to sell herself, sell, you know, sex for, you know, cash for sex. That's not what it is. But I feel like you should establish some type of rapport and relationship with the people that you're dealing with, because guess what? Far more than that, I see women that, quote-unquote, are in the lifestyle, and these women, they don't have no car, they don't have no crib, they done got kicked out, they roommate with somebody, they got 99 problems, but dick ain't one, right? You got plenty of dick lined up, but you can't never get no help. You can't, you know, somebody help you a couple times. It's like, all right, you know, I might as well get a girlfriend if I want that. I think you have to set these boundaries, because I'm like, that way I can't be in the lifestyle. I cannot be in the lifestyle because, listen, I'm a freak, but I'm not a slut. With that being said, if you ain't bringing nothing to the table for me, like, I'm freaky is all I know. But guess what? I ain't shit free around here, because guess what? My mortgage ain't free. My lights ain't free. My business is not free. None of the things that I have is free. So I can't play this game with you and act like it's okay, because it's not okay. You know, it look easy, but, you know, I'm trying to get to the point where I don't never have to worry about not having money in my account. I'm flipping my thought process to where I can be a better me. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So I don't want to be a money-getting-broke chick. That means that I'm making money, I'm making moves, but I'm broke. Because when I make this money, I'm spending it out on marketing. I'm spending it out on promotion. I'm spending it out on bills. I'm spending it out on kids. Money-making broke chick. Therefore, I have to change my thought process. And a part of changing my thought process is being mindful of the people that I deal with, what they bring to the table, and be mindful of my spending habits and understand that my emotions and my money is two different things. And so that means emotions and my money is two different things. That means that even if you around me and you need help, I can care for you, but it ain't got nothing to do with my money. Because the way that my money's set up from here on out, with this house that I'm getting built from the ground up, it's taking my attention. Because guess what? I got to pay off some things before I pay out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, needless to say, you have to understand your situation in life. You got to understand the people that are around you. And people can be around you for one way or another, but it just makes you look real stupid to need something, but your monkey stay wet. I don't know. That's just my opinion. It is what it is. But plenty of people have fun in their lifestyle. You get to link up. You get to have sex. You get to have some of the best sex, some of the greatest orgasms that you could possibly want to have. with some awesome people. And if you're around the right people, which is why I love this person that's calling in, their situation is structured, you know. The people that they are around, they're married, they have jobs to go to, they have things going on for themselves, they cook, they look out for each other, they do what they do when you're in the close-knit of the circle, but you have to be within the close-knit of their circle to be a part of what's greater. And that's the awesome part about them. They all doing something at one point or another. So I think it's important to be mindful of who you have around you in your space.
That's true. That's true. That reminds me of that Jay-Z line. You know, it's a secret society. All we have is trust. I just thought of that random. But yeah, no, everything you're saying is right on the money. Like, you know, I'm just listening right now. But I feel you. I can't wait to get into this conversation because I got the chances to, you know, just kind of curious about, and people maybe want to know out there. You know, I just want to spread light to the situation, and you know, maybe there's something for somebody out here that's listening. Like, you know what? I'm gonna try it. You know, so we all are out here, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, and I want people to understand and be upfront and honest with yourself, because, I mean, in actuality, divorce is not the answer unless he putting his hands on you, or, you know, he abusing your kids, you know what I'm saying, he's stealing from you. Okay, I get those things, but when it comes down to being open about who you are or who a person is, when you love somebody, you love them for better or for worse. So you marry this person and then they develop a sex addiction, or they develop a fetish, or they got one and they finally want to share it with you. That's not a reason to divorce a person. You sit there, you work it out, and you try to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to do it whether they're with you or not. So you're going to take the pillar of your household and throw him away, and then you're out here single back on the market again, when you could have just sat and tried to learn and love the pillar of your household, still have the pillar of your household, and, you know, just live a different way. Not to say that you have to join in, but it's best to know than not to know. You know, it's excuse me, it's people, it's men that have women, either they're younger, or men that have women and they can't perform, or they love their woman so much but their penis is not big, and they let their woman sleep with somebody else as long as they're there. And the husband would sit there and watch his woman get pleased and call it a day. You know, she might got a fetish for super long penises. That's in tune with each other, regardless of what you want to call it. For a man to sit and say, you know what, I love this woman to death, I know my penis is not big, I know, you know, my penis doesn't work anymore, I know she likes tall men and I'm short, whatever the case may be, for a man to be in tune and say, I know this, I get this, and he said, I love her enough that I want to make sure she's happy, what's so hard for women to do that? Why is it so hard for women to do that? Because it takes a special kind of man to do that. Because men are way more jealous than women are.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm a lion about mine, so I do get a little territorial, you know, when it comes to my wife. I think, you know, that's only right. So, you know, that's why I said it's just interesting. You know, I'm not going to judge nobody that, you know, like those circumstances that you just mentioned. But that's why I just think this is just a very, very interesting topic. And, you know, it goes on a lot. It's just, you know, not able to be spoken about because, you know, obviously it is like a little secret society or whatever. So that's why it's cool for, you know, our show. We intellectual people can. So once again, like that. Yeah, so I'm going to hold it down. Still here. Back. Well, just in case we experience a little bit of technical difficulty, this is Mo Benz. I'm going to hold it down for a minute. So right now I'm just sitting at the bar. Like, right now I had to get out of the house on a Sunday. I was like, you know what? Let me go. So I'm at, what is this spot called? This is Bowmore and Lane in Times Square, NYC. Just chopping it up, you know, waiting for our caller to come in so we can just have a nice conversation. But swinging, man, it's that's just, man, it's, you know, I've seen in the movies. I don't know if I, you know, had any friends that really told me they do that or whatever, but, you know, I'm just interested on listening and talking about it. So, you know, so hopefully she'll be back on the line. But, yeah, in the meantime, let's see what else. Anybody that caught that game, I know I'm going a little back, but that Super Bowl was lit. You know, I did the game. I didn't protest the game because of the protests. You know, I'm not getting all political or nothing like that, but, you know, I'm just a fan of football, and it was a great game. You know, Philly definitely delivered. I really had – I mean, I wasn't surprised that Philadelphia won, but I knew it could kind of go either way. But I thought New England might take it. If I had to bet, which I didn't, I would have probably took New England, but I'm glad I didn't. Sometimes the best bets are the ones you don't make. But, yeah, I mean, it was just a great game. Yeah, so
that's what you got co-host for. That's what you got co-host for. I was getting the caller on the line. So let me go ahead and bring my guest in on the line.
Yes.
Mr. Extra Active, Mr. Cuddy himself. Hey.
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, everybody? What's going on? What's happening?
Man, waiting on you. Waiting on you. How you been?
I apologize. I apologize, baby. I've been a little. I was a little tied up.
As always.
Welcome to the show.
Well,
you know, yeah, we happy to have you on the show tonight.
All right, thank you, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good in there. Hopefully it's not too loud, so I'm going to try to mute it when I'm not talking so the people can really hear your point and, you know, what you have to say.
Okay. Okay, will do.
All right, Cuddy, that's my co-host, Mo Biz. And we're going to really jump right into it, right, because I do know that your time is limited with your event that you have going on for tonight. But it was so many people chiming in basically like, oh, my God, you're going to have him on the show. Like, yes. So, Cuddy, I want you to tell everybody who you are and how long you've been in the lifestyle.
Well, I'm Cuddy Baker. I've been in the lifestyle since I was 17 years old. I'm 47. I've been in. I'm from Chicago. Been in Atlanta for over 20 years, and you know, I do my thing, but I do it for real. I do it honest.
Tell the people what you mean by honest.
Mean that, you know, my approach is to a woman is exactly who I am and what I do. And if you want to be down and you want to get with me, that's what it is. And if not, then you can go on about your day.
You know, keep it 100 always. So that's so
always.
Tell the people, yeah. So tell the people out there, like, how does it feel when you just absolutely living your truth? You know, when you can just be honest about who you are and, you know, not care what people may think or say.
It's liberating. You know, I'm saying, you know, being free, you know, the only one you owe is yourself. And I ain't worried about what nobody think of me. You know, and my approach, you know, I get more pussy than anything, you know, because I'm being honest.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
And that's the ultimate goal, because that's what men want. So that's why men lie in order to get sex. And here you are, hey, I'm honest. Now, are you in a relationship? You're in a relationship, and how long have you been in this relationship?
I've been in my relationship for over 8 years.
Okay.
I actually met my lady I actually had two girlfriends at the time, and she was the third.
Mutual FOMO. Okay. And so your lady, y'all met and y'all went into the swingers lifestyle, and that's the truth that you guys live on a daily basis.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Now, just a question for you. Now, just for the people out here who, you know, may be interested in this lifestyle. When you say your lady, would you say, is this your wife or are y'all dating? I mean, I don't want to get too personal, but, you know, people just want to, people who listen in all types of different relationships, so they want to kind of know.
Well, we're not married yet, but I am going to marry her. But, you know, I consider my wifey, you know, I've been together, I've been with her for a long time.
Okay.
And it's being in the lifestyle. Is she okay to sleep with men as you are to sleep with women? Or can she not sleep with men? Is just you sleeping with women? What is the dynamics of that, and how did you guys come up with it?
Can you say that again? Can you repeat that? I couldn't hardly hear you.
Mo, I need you to mute your phone. Okay. For you and your wifey, is it okay for her to sleep with men as it is for you to sleep with women? And or you guys just sleep with women together? And, like how did you guys come up with your dynamic of your relationship?
Well, initially, you know, she didn't want to sleep with men, you know. But, you know, having three women, you had to ask that question. You have to be honest, you know what I'm saying? So my approach was a little differently. I asked them all, did y'all want to come dick or something, you know? You know, what you want to do? And, you know, at first they all said, nah. Then after a while, you know, of course, you know, she wanted to experience that experience, what I was, you know, dealing with and what I was doing, you know, sexually
right.
with women. We both, she's bisexual. She indulges with women. And, you know, she like dick because she fucking me, you know. And
right.
so, you know, when she wants some dick, I get her some dick.
Right, right. And it's nothing. You do that, guess what? You let her have fun and take a shower and y'all in the bed and y'all loving each other that much more.
Right, exactly.
So, okay, what is the foundation of what is the fundamentals of a swinger? Like what is the actual meaning that you would say of a swinger, an actual swinging couple?
You know, being free and being able to express yourself, you know, sexually on how you want to, and the vibe that you elude gravitates everybody towards you because you are free, you are happy, you know, and you are, you know, cool because you know who you are as a man, you know, or as a woman. By being free.
So do you think that you can live life in a relationship with a one-on-one, you and another woman, after you've lived your life like this for so long in a swinging relationship?
No, I don't think the women would let me do that because they know, you know, women like women, so, you know, hey, they wouldn't even let me. You know, I think I'll always be like this. I'll be 90 years old fucking... until I die, I'm a swinger.
So
okay,
go ahead, I'm on a roll, but I know what I'm asking, so go ahead, what you got?
Okay, now, because I know you said you've been with your current lady for 7 years. Now, beforehand, you said you had three women, and I just got to ask this. Or was you just, you know, you just had three different relationships with these women and they, you know, were they cool with it or how did it go down? Like, you know, like, I guess the question I'm asking, when you had your three women, did you have three women as like a, like kind of like a pimp situation or you had just three women that you just openly have three different relationships with these three different women and did they know about each other at the time?
Oh yeah. Most definitely, everybody knew about each other. We all slept in the bed together for 3 years.
Okay. Now, was there any other any knacking, like pimping activity going on?
We don't roll like that.
Hold on, we can't hear you.
Hey, we don't roll like that. They're my baby. They're my girl. You know what I'm saying? And you have to know they just like you're in a monogamous relationship, but y'all do what I'm saying, you know, but you still live day-to-day life with these women, so it's not like you let them out or do something, but, you know, you do get freaky, and they do like, you know, so I had a bunch of women in my bed all the time.
So something you did with your phone that it kind of muffled your phone a little bit.
Who, me?
Yeah, there you go. So basically, I guess what he's trying to figure out, like, you got some men that's only with one woman, right? You can barely get this woman to be okay with you looking at somebody else, and, you know, you got three different women, you know what I'm saying, that's okay with that. And that's the basis of the lifestyle. Women know that men are going to be men, so you just accept it. Women are created to be monogamous, but men are not. And I touch on that so much in my podcast that people really don't understand what I mean by that. But here's a prime example. Like, you get to see, like, this is an actual man. It doesn't make him any less than a man. They do a lot together. They take trips together. I mean, they have fun together. Everybody on the same page together.
Yep.
Everybody bringing money to the table together. It's a lifestyle that you live. It's just not a man with one woman. It's a man with multiple women. And the jealousy can, you know, go to the side. So here's a topic that comes up a lot, right? And this topic is about women being in the lifestyle that don't have their stuff together. They don't have a crib. They don't have a car. You know, they living with somebody else. They really can't keep a job. But they at the lifestyle parties. They the turn up girls. You're gonna keep them there because they're gonna be ready to, you know, turn up and do whatever they got to do for the free. Okay, is it wrong for a woman to be in the lifestyle and, you know, just kind of want a man to be like, you know, I do want to get down with you, but I want you to understand that you got to kind of look out for me. It's not just a bam, bam situation.
Well, that's good to do that. I mean, you know, but you should always take care of your business. You know, as far as, you know, what's in your mind and what your priorities are, you know, that's a key first on your list. Like, I take care of business. I'm retired. You know, I don't do nothing. All I do is get money and stuff. But, you know, I enjoy life. But I have
we really want to
hear you, you know. So, like I said, if you could talk a little bit more into the mic, cause, like, you know, the listeners want to be able to hear what you have to say.
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you now. There you go.
You know, I said, you know, I'm retired, so all I do is fuck, travel, and get money. Now, for whatever that lady doing, I mean, I know a few of them that's in the lifestyle, but, you know, it's about still being free. And, you know, we help each other out, too, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, as far as that goes, you know, that's kind of up to them on how they roll their troll, you know what I'm saying? You know, but you know, you don't be selling, you don't sell no pussy, and you don't, you know, get no money for this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, and that's the thing. It's not about you know, it's not about saying, you know, hey, I need $100. You know what I'm saying? But it's about, you know, swinging is not about, okay, well, I don't know. Swinging is different to different people, right? Some people, they picky about who they want to deal with. But there's an understanding,
right?
Like, okay, we can do whatever when we want to do it, but, you know, I still need you to understand that you got to look out. It's a difference from, you know, just being out there. You got some women that's just free. They going to sleep with whoever, whenever, however. But those more likely are the women that you see. They struggle. They broadcast their struggles. And, you know, they struggle so often that people can help. But, you know, it's like, how much help do you want? You know what I'm saying? You need a man.
All right.
You need a man instead of having that steady, you know, helping you out. You know, you need to figure it out.
But what I found with those type of women, they don't really want a man. They don't really want a man. They want, you know, they want to still be, you know, doing what they're doing, you know, sexually with other men, but they don't want a specific man. And that's how, you know, some of the brothers get caught up in that with a female, you know, with the love, because, you know, swinger lifestyle is not about love and, you know, trying to connect mentally with someone. It's more of a flirtatious kind of situation, like a club environment. So you get it, and then you bounce, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? We don't try to, you know, swinger lifestyle is not getting into your lives. You know, you don't bring your life into the swinger lifestyle.
I got you. So it's not, you're not coming to the table all emotional or whatever. You know what it is.
Right. You fucking or not?
No. Okay, so no feelings. Straight to the point. All right, so, you know, another question that I have, too, is, like, as far as if somebody's, like, interested in this lifestyle or whatever the case may be, like, how is a person able to gravitate to that, to, like, these swinger clubs, that whole lifestyle? Like, how do you get in the know with that?
Well, first off, knowledge is key. I would suggest they do an investigation on what they're looking for, you know, because you really never know what you're looking for until you indulge. But it's always good to investigate the swinger lifestyle and what it is and what it means and all around that before you step in this realm, because there is codes to this, there is rules to this, and, you know, and everything like that. So you can't just walk through the door and sex jump on you and then you go home. It don't work like that.
And Cuddy, I don't want you to lose your train of thought, but you just mentioned it, codes and rules to this. If you don't mind, can you elaborate what some of those codes and rules would be?
Well, let's say a soft swap couple is a couple that plays with other single women, or they play soft swap with, you know, just women. They may be a couple, but they just play with women. That's a soft swap couple. A full swap couple is a couple that, you know, with another couple, they full swap partners. You know, and I could go on and on. There's so many codes to this. And the rule number one is, I'm going to just give you a main room, no mean no, you know. Right, once that's said, that's it.
That makes sense, definitely.
Also, like, rules, like, if you are a unicorn, which is a single woman, and you are engaging with a couple, you have to let the woman lead of the couple, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you kind of, like, you gotta feel out what their rules are, you know what I'm saying? Because couples' rules change from couple to couple. Certain couples allow certain things, certain ones don't. So you have to figure out if you fit in to the rules that couple fit in, because there are a lot of couples that have single women and single men that come and have fun with them. But you have to know, you know, their rules. And then, you know, there's no hard feelings. Either you like their rules or you don't like their rules.
Exactly.
You keep it moving. So
But their rules are very important, you know, because like you stated, every couple has their set of rules that they go by. So I consider everybody else pawns in our freaky scene. You know, so we use people to, you know, for our sexual events, you know, a lot of times, you know, for whatever's on our freaky mind. So, you know, you just kind of relate that and see if they can be put into that situation.
Right. So for my people that's out here listening to this show, you know, there's alternatives to relationships. There's alternatives to failed marriages. There's alternatives to the way that you live your lifestyle. No one's forcing you into these things, but these people are happy. You know, while you're sitting here being miserable and you're insecure and you're wondering what he's doing, you're wondering what she's doing, you sit here like, okay, you can't go nowhere, you can't do nothing. It's a whole life for you to live out here. Y'all have the proper understanding. He loves you, you love him, vice versa. However you want to put that situation.
It starts with honesty.
It starts with
honesty is everything.
Right. That's where I'm going. That was the foundation. Communication.
Yes, very much. Communication.
Yeah, you know
honesty.
What? I mean, I think that's I think that's so true, because you see that's where people get in trouble, people get shot, people get unfortunately killed sometimes and stuff like that. We start conniving, we start lying or try to get things, and you know, like when you not keeping it 100 with somebody and they get all emotional in it, that's when those emotions can swing. That's why they always say it's a thin line between love and hate. Because if you playing a role with somebody's emotions and they love you and then they see something else, you know, a different side of you or whatever, and it takes them off guard, that's when that hate kicks in. So I see it's very key to what you're saying in this lifestyle, because you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
So
you're exactly right, because you know most failed marriages stem from a man cheating or a woman cheating. So why don't they be honest with each other? Hey, you know, look, let's go together. So we ain't got to be going through all that. Let's keep it real. What you want from this? You know what I'm saying? What you want to do? And then she will in turn ask that man what he want to do. But you have to be honest.
That's true.
Right.
And all that.
Understanding that swinging goes on in your community, but you have to you have to know somebody to get in. You have to know somebody to go to a club. You have to know somebody to go to the parties. You know, Cuddy throws epic parties all year round. And when I say epic parties, right, I mean parties with hundreds of people, okay? Now, when you're talking about you got a party with 100 and something people that's on the same type of level, that's going to have fun, guess what? They're going to come to every party because they're going to be fun. They're going to be interested. It ain't going to be no BS. You know you got your something going on, right? And so when you can mingle with people and just be that person, you know it has to be real. And the life that he lived is so true. And, you know, like, I was so honored to be able to meet him and be friends with him and, you know, to learn so much from him. You know what I'm saying? And I've always held him so near and dear. It's kind of like one of those things, like, no matter what I'm doing, I told him a long time ago, no matter what I'm doing, don't worry. I'm busy now, but I'm going to come back and get you. I'm going to include you in everything that I'm doing, and I told him that.
Yes,
so when
do.
I said, hey, let's do the interview, he was like, okay, sure. And it's just one of those things that he understands how my situation set up and my hustle and my grind. But you good people like that. And if I was to ever become a full swinger to become a unicorn, I would go join his team. It's no point in doing that now. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, come on, sexy. I'm waiting on you.
Now, let me ask this question too, buddy, while I'm thinking about it. So,
okay.
This is like real talk. You know, you have your... Because, you know, you're
trying to bury, you know, your lady.
Real quick before I get into that question, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now.
Yeah. All right. So get into that question. For you with your lady now, I know you're in a lifestyle, your lady's in a lifestyle. The three women that you said that you had before you met the one that you with now, are you still consider those your ladies? Or do you have, like, this is my lady right now, and just have fun, you know, when it's convenient?
Well, I'm cool with all my ladies. I'm cool with all of them. They all come to the house and stay the night with me. We may not be together, you know, mentally no more, but, you know, from time to time, we still together physically.
Okay.
My baby mama, too. My baby mama come and stay at my house all the time.
That's interesting, you know. And then the last thing is not the last thing, but I guess this is like a real question. So, you know, I guess the main, which is I'm just gonna like I said, I don't want to make up words. Like I'm just saying, Beyonce, if I marry her sooner, how do you feel about another man having sex with your fiance? Like, how do you feel about that? Like, honestly, like.
I didn't hear that question. Say it again.
All right. I'm sorry. I know it's kind of loud in here. So, what I'm asking you is, I'm calling you yesterday because you were married the main lady that you whipped out. So my question, like, real, how do you feel about another man having sex with your future wife?
As long as.
Hello? Still here, right?
Yeah. Did you hear me?
No. Can you repeat
that?
No,
your phone went out.
I said, as long as he pleasing that pussy, I don't care, you know. But you know, that means I don't have to go overtime. But if you know, if he don't, then that's what pisses me off. You hear me?
So yeah. So okay. Here's the question. I think that the people want to know, men and women. How did you develop that mind frame to allow to be okay with your date to sleep with somebody else and still love her the same?
Because when you're being honest, you know, truthfully, you know, I wouldn't normally let my lady be with no other man, but if she wants to and she allow me to be me, then why would I be selfish like that and not allow her to do her? You know, that would be a hypocrite. And that's what I don't want to be, a hypocrite. You know, I want her to enjoy this.
I got you. That's real. That's 100. That's 100. And, you know, take us back, because I know you say, you know, you got into this lifestyle at 17. What made you at an early age realize that, especially coming from Chicago? You know, I mean, is it different in Chicago? Do y'all see things differently? Because, you know, I got that kind of swag to you, you know, so, like, you know, can you explain it to people out there?
Okay, well, you know, I was a little young, 17-year-old, and all I'm going to say is women, older women can be a mess sometimes. They turned me out, man. I never experienced that before. I didn't know it could ever happen, and, I never thought about it, but, you know, they brought it to me. It was not something I was looking for.
Okay. Now, did it take you a while to get to the maturity level that you're at now, where you fully have control of this, you know how to handle it, you know, and you and your lady, you know, like, because I mean, at 17, of course, you don't have the maturity, I would think,
right,
to be able to handle this type of lifestyle, or to be able to attract women to want to be with you in that way, because you know, as a man, you got to kind of carry, if you're gonna attract women and you're gonna attract that lifestyle, you got to carry yourself a certain way. You know, you got to you expect them to want to mess with you.
You know, you gotta have swag. You gotta have swag and be secure with who you are. That's most definitely. But as far as maturing, man, after them two women, they got me for 2 years, and they did all of the stuff that they did to me for them 2 years, man. I was beyond who I was at 17 years old. Trust me. They taught me a lot.
Right, right. Man, that's amazing, man. And it's always good to, like, get some gain from a real person that's really living a certain lifestyle that's really... No, mute your phone if you're not talking. It's always good to get information from somebody that's really living a lifestyle that's really, really experiencing something that people don't, you know, experience. Like, it's taboo. You know, when I talk to women about thinking about having threesomes, and most women are scared to have threesomes because they like, what if he starts sleeping with her behind my back? Well, then that lets you know that you didn't have a real man from the get-go, and it's okay to let him go about his business. Because if he starts sleeping with a person behind your back, then he didn't have an opening communication at that point anyway. So it was eventually y'all was going to break up. Whether you knew it or not.
It was doomed to fail. It was doomed to fail.
Right.
But you know, my thing with that, man, you know, like with my girl, she asked me, did you fuck her? And, you know, my thing is, I'm not going to lie to her. Yeah. Don't leave no pussy around me. I'm fucking. But, you know, it's about keeping it real. It's about keeping it real and honest and being secure, you know, in your relationship. Because me and her, we pay bills together. You know what I'm saying? We live and travel together. You know what I'm saying? So why would I want her feeling like some chick got one up on my girl and she number one uno? Well, she say go and float that boat. You know, when she say rock, I'm ready to rock. If she say no, I ain't doing nothing. You know, it's about honesty and commitment to your relationship.
Okay, so, and that's the thing, and then I tell, oh my God, you just said my foot. How long do you think that a couple should wait before becoming a swingers couple if they just met?
Wait for what you mean, wait?
like, okay, you have to be honest to your relationship. You got to be true to the situation that you in to be able to be a true swinger, to be able to be a true to the lifestyle. So if a couple just meet, you know what I'm saying, like how long should they wait before they start interacting with other couples? Or you think they should just jump right in and learn from experience?
Well, I think they should wait. I honestly think they should wait because, you know, one thing about it is that you need to know who you're dealing with as far as your girl or your dude and know who he is and who she is before. And, you know, then you can kind of gravitate into what they want because you're having those conversations and that communication, you know, to establish on what ground y'all walking on. Because she may literally just like girls, you know, but you would never know if you didn't ask that question.
Okay, yeah, that was going to be my next question. Like, so what would you say you and your lady's screening process is, you know, when y'all screening to see if this could be a potential match, so to speak?
Well,
we both
work on the girls, so because she like girls, I like girls. We both like girls, so you know it's. I talk to girls, she talks to girls. There's no jealousy when I'm talking to a girl. My girl know I'm talking to her. You know, it's just it's like it's all about keeping it real, where you don't have to play that game.
Where is she at?
Oh,
where
she at home. She at home. I'm solo dolo tonight.
Okay.
She let daddy come out and play tonight. So I'm playing all night tonight.
would it be possible? And look, Cuddy, and I just got to ask you, because people want to know, like, would it be possible for her to come back and do a show with us? Yeah, her point of view?
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. I really wish she would have been here tonight, but she got to hit that clock in the morning, so she couldn't come out tonight.
Okay, no, that's real talk. Yeah, no, I mean, because the people would love to hear females out there listening. They would want to just hear from another female's perspective. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely got to have you on the show for this topic, because this is interesting. Definitely.
Oh, please do. Please do. Anytime, man. Anytime.
Right.
And when y'all coming out to an event?
Well, you know, I was supposed to be on site today, but I got sick, so I couldn't. But what I am going to do, he's in New York. When he come down to visit, I'm going to bring him through on a Sunday.
Hey, make sure you do. I got something for him.
Yeah, no, we got to see what's up. I love Atlanta.
Hey, you ain't gonna never want to be. You gonna call back to New York and be like, I ain't never coming back no more.
Hey, I feel you on that one. I feel you on that one. Do you only do parties in ATL, or do you have other cities that you and your wife, or, you know, your wife?
What did you say? Say that again. I didn't hear you. Broke up.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let me repeat it. Then I'm going to mute it so you can hear me. So my question to you is, do you only have parties in Atlanta, or do you have other cities where you and your wife, you know, may do these parties at, you and your future wife?
No, I just do parties here in Atlanta, but I do travel. Like, we're going to the gala in Philly this weekend. We went to a party down in Virginia last weekend. You know, we go to different parties because, you know, I know a lot of guys from around the country that also throw parties. So I wouldn't want to rain on their parade. They run in it, and I'd rather just come and party anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what I do all the time here in Atlanta. So, no, I just do it here in the ATL.
Nice, nice, nice. Now, once again, you know, just to kind of, I guess, go back to this, is there a screening process for you to be invited to these events? Like, how does that happen?
I take my time to get to know you before I add you to my group or add you to my circle. I don't just throw you into the water because you'll quickly be rooted out, as they say. You may, you know, once you get, what you call that, when you blackball, you get blackballed from the lifestyle, you know, before doing silly stuff. So you definitely have to have an understanding. So I wouldn't want nobody to come into this not knowing what is and what is not, because, you know, just because you see it, that don't mean you can grab it. You know what I mean? You know, I see a big old ass, I can't just reach my hand and touch that young lady's, you know, butt, you know, and there's just certain protocol to this, and you have to know that. So, no, I wouldn't just throw, I don't just add anybody, I don't just add anybody to my group.
That's real talk. Like, so the people that is and knows about the group, like, how do they find out one of these events is going down?
Well, they got to look up Cuddy Baker and holler at me, and I lead them to the water.
But you better know how to swim on your own.
Oh, yeah. I don't get nobody no more punani no more. They on their own. Yes, sir.
Cuddy, I thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I know you got a situation tonight. And you came and you graced us with a lot of information and a lot of stuff for people to be able to dwell on. You're more than welcome to come back at any given time. If you have something that, you know, you want to promote or something, send it to me. I got you.
Okay,
and,
thank you, dear.
Man, you know, I love you so much, and I'll be
I love
touch.
You too, baby. All right,
hey,
please
Cuddy,
do.
Man, it was nice meeting you, man. All right, take care.
Yes, same here. Thank you. All right, bye-bye, y'all.
Bye. Man, that was a hell of a show, wasn't it?
No, that was definitely very that was off the hook, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I think a lot of people who listen to this show thought about the lifestyle that's often just taboo, you know, that's not talked about. So I'm glad we were able to just bring it to people. Definitely.
Yeah, I hear so many people, oh, my God, he do this or she do that or X, Y, and Z. But yet you a man and you at home with a woman that you don't want to do nothing, but you out here doing whatever you do. And it's about communication. Somebody was talking to me, and I was like, so y'all men still lying to y'all women? Like, it's ridiculous that men aren't open with their women. Like, I don't know it no other way, and it's really frustrating when you can't be open and honest with your people. Like, dude, that's your folks. Why are you not open and honest with us? Like, why are you not telling the truth? Like, what's up? So it's kind of disgusting, but, you know, I mean, there's no reason to not be honest and not have communication. You think you're going to lose her by not telling her the truth, but then you're minimizing your life. You can't be the best you because you got to hide who you are.
Yeah, no, I think that was the main lesson learned from this conversation that we had was, you know, keep it 100, you know, just communication first and foremost. You know, you and your wife or, you know, your girl, y'all just really being on the same page. You know, because I'm sorry it's kind of loud and people going crazy over it. I guess, I don't know, they both in perfect score or whatever. But yeah, just being open and honest with, like, you know, your other half and just, you know, really communicating with each other is totally key. Definitely.
Right. You never know how far you will get. It's a couple that I know that's in the lifestyle and they work. And I'm going to just say they make probably $250,000 to $300,000 a year together, but they weren't in the lifestyle at the beginning, and it was a situation where he cheated, and she said, you know, I love my husband, and I wanted to make it work, so I sat down with him and asked him for the pure honest truth, and he gave it to me, and then I said, well, guess what, I want to be there with you. And they developed, you know, the swinger situation. The swingers is the secret society, so to speak. You have people that are upfront and be like, you know, oh, I could be found here or go here. Those aren't real swingers. Those are people that put parties together that want to charge you to come in there, and then everybody sitting around, and you may get action or you may not get action. The number one thing is if it's a true swingers event, you're not going to be ultimately just freely invited and nobody know, you know, like you only know one person. You have to get screened, as he was just saying, like, and he genuinely, like, they sit back, they watch you, they see how you talk, they see what you do, you know, like, you have to get screened to be into these societies because when you get brought in, you can get brought out. You know what I'm saying? And when they bring you out, it's like, okay, fuck it. You know, there's no point. You know, so it's very, very cool. It's calm, collective, type of people. So just I know people from all walks of life. And I don't shun anybody on how they live their lifestyle. It doesn't mean that I live the same lifestyle that they do. I just know people of all different types of life. You know ghetto people. You know bougie people. You know, same with me. And they're good people to know because it's a good way to be able to network. But,
that's true.
It's
you know, nowadays in 2018, you got to know how to move in so many different circles, you know, if you're going to be successful. In my you know, book, you know what I'm saying? You got to know how to do that. No, I feel that 100%. Real talk. Hashtag real talk. With the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Biz. You know what I'm saying?
So that was my epic contribution, and we'll be waiting on your interview next because you got what?
Oh, yeah.
That,
so we
have your interview.
Definitely about to get some people up in here because, you know, I like to talk, and I want to have a bunch of just different people from all types of, you know, lifestyles in here to just talk about what they do. And like I said, I love my whole thing too. Why, like, I'm happy that we're doing the show now, you know, Miss Lovely Black, is because I like to push the envelope. You know what I'm saying? I like to go right to the edge, not necessarily over the edge, but go right to the edge, seeing where other shows are scared to go, where other shows are scared to talk about, and just, you know, just open and honest and, like, get down to it, because these are people, not to say that they're different or less than, or definitely don't want to give that impression because that's totally not the case. But what I'm just saying is, because of the media and the society we live in, you know, everybody's shunned for certain beliefs that they may have and certain lifestyles they live. Especially now that we have social media and stuff like that, we can just organize in such a way where you can nice sit down and have an intellectual conversation with somebody who would have never thought or, you know, in a certain way can now get an understanding of where they're coming from and learn from it. So, you know, that's why I definitely respect what he's trying to do here. And we're just going to keep it moving. You know, 2018, like I said, this is the beginning. It's February. And, you know, I'm excited of what's to come. So that's it. You know, so for everybody out there, all the people, you know, across the world that's tuned in to this show, it's just real talk. You know what I'm saying? We just taking it from an American perspective, letting you know how we get down over here. You know, she in ATL, I'm in New York, and we connect.
But, you know, here's the crazy thing. When you say American perspective, people in other countries, they are familiar with this. America is the one that's behind. You go to Sweden, you go to England,
right.
You go to all these
right.
different places.
Right.
They are open to trainees. They bathrooms, they don't have women and men bathrooms. They have bathrooms. Everybody uses
beautiful.
The same bathroom over there. Like America is so far behind. You go to countries and men
yeah,
can have two wives.
Yeah,
it's
right,
just here
right.
in America. America is behind, and people have been taught to live a certain kind of way, and you're so modernized to the way that the white man has created you to be that you don't understand it's a whole nother world out here that people are actually living and enjoying their life, and they're not confined to the ways of the world of a white man.
I'm just going to have to talk loud because I can't keep muting and coming back here because you making some great points. Yeah, that's it. I'm glad you stepped in and said that because, you know what, I mean, I'm just in American culture because we in America, we talking about it. But, of course, this goes down in other countries. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, a lot of times we are behind in certain situations. And, you know, like this thing has been going on for years and years, centuries and centuries. It's just, you know, now we of age and we can – for ourselves, but yeah, so, right, I get it. So, you know, talk that talk,
right?
Miss Lovely Black.
It's a lot of things that I'm learning myself, you know what I'm saying, wholeheartedly that I should have been learned. You have to understand, like, the white men, they taught our ancestors, and our ancestors taught our people, and our people taught our great grandparents, and our great parents taught our grandparents, and they taught our parents, and, you know, we have this vicious cycle of thinking, and when we as a people, we change that, we can change that. That's why so many people are becoming vegans, right? They're taking the time to change the life that they were already taught, you know, from day one, and saying, okay, this isn't right. I know this is what was taught to me, but it's not right. You know what I'm saying? And so we, as a people, we have to change a lot of things that we were taught in order to get to other places in this world, and we are not successful. And most of us, we don't know one millionaire that's up close and personal, because most of the people that we are around, we think alike. So when you start being around people that think outside of the box, and they live outside of the box, and they can teach you, and they can actually help you expand the way that you and the way that you process information, then you will start to evolve. I have started to evolve because I changed the people that I'm around. I started to evolve because I started to change my thought process. It was no longer me thinking what I was taught, because what I was taught, nobody was rich around me. Because what I was taught, the people that did have money, they were so secluded and secretive about what they were doing. I knew it couldn't have been what we were doing. So the thing that we have to understand as people, that you got to live outside of the box, and you have to have, you know, you have to know when to differentiate the good and the bad. You have to know when to understand when something is gonna work for you, when it's bad, when it's good, whatever the case may be. I've been in relationships where men are like, hell no, we ain't finna have no threesome with no woman. I had a woman in the bed one time with me, and my old man came home. And he put her out. Like, honestly, he put her out. He was like, hell no, you're not going to touch my lady. He did. That happened twice. Two different relationships. So you know, some men are like, really like, hell no, it ain't going down. But you have some men that,
like, hold on, get away.
You have some men that are like, hey, it is what it is. This is what we about to do, and, you know, let's just live our life and be happy. So until you find that comfortable median about what you want to do, until you understand the circle of life, and that, you know, things happen in your life because the way that life evolves, but more and more people play with spirits and play with the energy around you, and people can make things happen in your life that you wouldn't even expect that, you know, they were making happen in your life, or your life was changing or evolving in this way because somebody was pushing, you know, energy in your direction. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we gotta stop thinking that life started and stopped with going to church and coming home. We got to understand the spirits. So like, oh, it just gets so deep. And I'm learning myself.
I totally
so
get deep. Yo, no. Talk. It's totally get deep. You know, this is Black History Month.
I'm learning a lot.
And Black History, of course, didn't start with slavery. I mean, people started to get more and more woke. But that's why, you know, truthfully, like I said, I study Egyptian culture because I see everything comes from that. You know what I'm saying? And it's deep. Everything that you're saying makes sense. It's been done. And honestly, it was snatched from us way back when. And then the reason why, you know, we went through all the stuff that we went through in this country and other countries, it's because they know, you know what I'm saying? They know, but once as a people, you know, you get liberated and you start to learn stuff, it's scary to them, you know what I'm saying? It's scary, so, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and you educate yourself.
You be a
so, yeah, once you start educating yourself, you will start to see a different life all the way around. Like, man, cleanse your space. Cleanse your space. Like I got up today, and I was sick, and so today was my first full day, like being, you know, moving around, cleaning up my house. I hadn't cleaned up my house in almost a week because I was just super sick, and so I was laying there, and something was like, it's time to purge. Now, you know, so one of good mentors that I follow, I seen her saying, you know, time to purge. And I seen it on the video, and I kept going. I didn't pay attention to it. Excuse me. But I was laying down, and something said, it's time to purge. When we leave this house, we taking nothing. We taking nothing. It's time to purge. And so, again, I go back to think, I done had this house for 2.5 years. When I got ready to buy this house, all I knew was is that I said, I want to buy a house. When I turned around and said I wanted to buy a house, I mean, I had a good job, but I didn't have $20,000 in the bank. I didn't have any of this stuff going. I had a good job, and I had good credit. And I just said, God put it on my heart, look, go buy your house. And guess what? Within 60 days, I had my house. So you have to understand and know when to move by faith and, what, you know what I'm saying, and not by sight. So, you know, I'm working on this project with getting this house built. And I know that it's some things that I'm about to have in my life and, you know, things that I need to understand. And look, God said purge. So I went in all my closets, my linen closets, and they were full. They were full of curtains and sheets and blankets and stuff like that that I accumulated over the years. Well, that's actually weight that I've been carrying around with me for years. I'm carrying this weight around. Not that I need this weight, but I'm carrying this weight because this is just what I know. These are things that I purchased over the time. I want to keep them. But where I'm going, it doesn't require that because guess what? I know I had it. We have to understand that we got to clean our space. That goes with the people around us as well. When this topic came to me to have this topic, it resonated on so many levels. People just see a bunch of freaky individuals, but it goes so much deeper than that. It's about having being around like-minded people, being open, being honest, having communication, right? In every aspect of your life, you need to be open and honest with yourself before you can be with anybody else. I packed up, again, 7-8 bags of stuff. Tomorrow is going out. Guess what? And I'm gonna keep purging my house. So when I do get ready to go, and it's time for me to move, everything from the TVs hanging on every single wall is going. I'm giving it away. I don't want no money for it. I'm giving it away. Rather, I sit it outside on the curb. Whatever I do, it's going. My wardrobe is going. Everything is going. Because I have evolved, and it's just time for me to evolve wholeheartedly. I'm not moving into – I'm moving into a house double the size that I have now, and if you know, I live in a pretty decent-sized house. I'm going to places that I can't take that old with me, but my children. You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand, like, you have to understand that your life evolves different when you think different. And so I'm not telling people to go out and be a swinger tomorrow. What I'm telling you is to learn to find balance in your household. I'm telling you to learn to understand your mate. I'm telling you to learn to listen. And life is too short to live with insecurity. Life is too short to wonder, what is he doing? What is she doing? Who they fucking? Well, yeah, you want to make sure that they safe and clean, but guess what? If you don't think that your man going to be safe and clean, then that shouldn't be your man because you don't trust him. If you don't think your girl going to be clean and safe, that shouldn't be your girl because you don't trust her.
Wow. No, definitely. I definitely agree with the topic that less is more. You know what I'm saying? Less is totally more. So many people don't get that. You know, less is more. And that purging is real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like right now what you were saying, I mean, it's like a caterpillar when he or she turns into a butterfly. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, when you turn into that butterfly, you got to leave all that caterpillar stuff alone, you know, because you evolved into something that's better. And now look at a caterpillar. Like, I've been studying nature too. You know what I'm saying? Caterpillar, you know, it's grounded. You know, it only goes so much. But as it goes through that evolution, when it turns into a butterfly, same thing. Now it can, you know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing in life. Like, you know, you got to evolve and, like, things that just wasn't working for you got to let it go. And you can't take around that baggage. That baggage weighs you down. People don't understand, like, your mental is so much more than what we see. You know what I'm saying? Like, your mental, like when you were saying you was purging, you was cleaning your house and stuff like that. Psychologically, that's cleaning out your mind too. You know what I'm saying? Because now you can see things clearer. Like, I tell people all the time, like, I can see the future. But you know what? I only can see the future when I'm organized. If everything is chaotic and, you know, my apartment's a mess and, you know, things are this way and that way, I can't, you know, I get all disheveled. I'm not myself. But when I got things organized and I can, you know, I got everything where I need it to be, whatever, I can see 3 steps ahead of me. So I can already see how things are going to line up. And, you know, people just need to realize that. I just want us to realize that as a coach and move forward. But like I said, I've always got shows like this. People can listen and learn. So I feel you.
Right. And so just understand, like, you were just with simple actions in your lifestyle, you would just with simple actions in your life, you would feel a whole lot different, and you won't know it until you do it. So I challenge you, start cleaning out your house. Take the stuff that you had, whatever, give it away. The only stuff I kept was the stuff from my mom. She's no longer here. That's sentimental. Whatever she gave me, kept that.
If you can hustle it, you got somebody to buy and sell it. But, yeah, other than that, give it away, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody want to buy it, hey, sell it.
I ain't selling it. I'm giving it away because that's the energy and that's the space that I'm in. I'm giving it all away.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever they don't give away, they can go in the trash. But I challenge you
to
purge your life, purge your house, purge your relationship. If your relationship is stressful and you can't even use the bathroom. You know, you right here, you can't focus. I muted you, Mo. You can't focus. You don't know what you're going to do with life because he leaving. Listen, I said something earlier, and I don't know if y'all caught me, but your emotions and your money is two different things. Your emotions and your money is two different things. It's one thing to help your boo with something. That's one pie. You help with one situation. But if you got a man up under you, you always got to help that man. That man is not for you. Everybody got 99 ways that you can spin what the hell. Oh, okay. Everybody got 99 ways that you can spend your money. Everybody got something that they need you to help them with. You have to, I got that from my mentor tonight because that's actually the truest thing ever. And she don't even know how much she mentored me, but that's the truest thing ever. It's 99 ways for somebody to want to spend your money. It's 99 ways for people to do what they need you to do with your situation. You got to be smarter than that. Ladies, y'all got to wake up, man. Y'all was not put in position to have money to turn around and spend it on a man that ain't going to get it right, that ain't going to do right, you're not a business investor. And if you want to invest in your man, you need to take lessons from Bank of America or Wells Fargo. Because just because he your man don't qualify him for a loan. Just because he your man don't qualify him for you to be able to invest in him. You got to be smart about the situations that you do. I had to wake up and learn the hard way. And guess what? You're going to eliminate a lot of people out of your life when you stop being kind, when you stop giving money, when you stop loaning money, when you stop offering. You're going to lose a lot of people, but guess what? Those are the people that you're supposed to lose. Those are the people that you're supposed to get from around. Sometimes you just got to sit down to yourself. And you got to move silently, and you got to attack. And when you get right, then, you know, it's okay to bring a person or two back around you. But everybody that's in your circle not supposed to be in your circle. And you got to listen to the forces of the earth when they remove people from around you. My forces have removed family from around me. My forces have removed so many people around me that I felt like were supposed to be around me, but actually you're not supposed to be around. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to win with your team. Your team can be people that come along that you done met doing business with, and they really than the people that you done knew for a long time in your life. So you got to understand what a team actually is. What are they bringing to the table? Are they always struggling? They always got a problem. If it always equally them not having something, but you having to do something for them, or you got to always hear about problems, y'all not talking about positivity, y'all not talking about growing, then how is that a plus for you? I need you people to understand that in life, things are different. People live different. People talk different. People move different. In order to be who you need to be in your greatest person, you got to do things different. It got to start today. You got to think different. You got to have different people around you. Now, y'all may be content with going to work, getting this paycheck that's paying your bills, putting a couple extra $100 in your pocket. If you're content with that, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people that's going to higher heights. I'm talking to people that's exploring different avenues. I'm talking to people that's doing more in their life and want more in their life. And it starts with home, at home, with your relationship. Be mindful. Be selective of who you bring into your circle, in your environment. Be mindful who you lay beside, because that determines a lot. And guess what? Stop trying to jump and move somebody up under you. Make sure you make him mad first. You need to see what you want, what he going to say and do when he mad. You need to pay attention to the comments that he make. You need to see what type of individual that he is. You need to see what he do when he get a little something. If you got a man and he grown as hell and he bragging about a car, you got a man, he grown as hell, and he talking about he happy he just got a promotion at work. That ain't what you want, sis. You need to be happy about that man that went and just bought some property. You need to be happy about that man that just started his own business, that just got a contract. That's the shit you need to be happy about. People that got their own situation going on, doing what they're doing. I'm just saying, need to pay attention and redirect our energy. But make sure you guys check out this website, salesanddeals404.com. That's S-A-L. Oh, hold on. Let me do an announcement. Hold on. His background is so loud. Check out Sales and Deals, S-A-L-E-S-N-D-E-L-D-E-A-L-S. 404.com. Check me out on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. I'm on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one. Check out the website, the new Miss Lovely Black.com, which that's about to be updated. Also, make sure you grab your copy of Born to Be a Trap Queen. Born to Be a Trap Queen, available right now on Amazon. Also, let me see, what else we got? Don't forget Confessions of a Mattress Actress book series. I'm looking for marketers. I ain't talking about these $1,000 and so much money a month type marketers, but I'm looking for marketers that's on the rise. You got a business, you marketing, you on the rise, you trying to come up with, with your business or whatever. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for marketers. I'm looking for people that develop and run Facebook ads and that type of stuff. I'm really strong into the marketing on my business right now. So, that is very, very important that I'm looking for. I'm looking for some other stuff too, but I don't want to broadcast that. if you want to come on the show, email us inquiries, the number 4, the new Miss Lovely Black at Gmail, or hit either one of us on social media, myself or Mo Ben, about coming on to the show. We're doing guests every other week. That's our plan, to do guests every other week on the show. And let me see, Mo Biz, run your information.
Yeah. So everybody, definitely, if you want to put a picture to the voice, check me out on Instagram, Mo Biz, MOBINNS. Just always keep it respectful on there. But talk to me, I talk back. Also, follow me on Twitter, same thing, MOBINNS. And, if you got something that you wish to want to talk about it and it's interesting and you're trying to get it out there, holler at me, see what's up, and we'll get you on. That's it.
We'll see you guys same time, same place, next Sunday, 9 p.m. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for showing love. I appreciate you. You guys are awesome.
Peace.
Until next week. Peace.
All right. Take care.